Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe on the stream says, I sent my pick in. He's like the people in Starship Troopers. I'm doing my part.
You're the man,
you,
Joe.
You're the man. Appreciate you. 844-326-3663 is our text line, the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Let us know what game you're taking in this week's Upset Picks Challenge. Now, if you don't know, if you're new to the station, welcome in. This is a challenge that goes all season long, and your goal is to pick betting underdogs to win games outright, not betting against the spread, winning the game outright. So if you go on ESPN.com, find the list of all this weekend's games, find a game that you think the underdog will win. If it says like -2.5, that's a closer game than expected to be a -28.5. kind of game. For example, 28.5 would net you a lot of points, but 2.5 is far more likely to actually hit. You find a game that you like, and then you text it to us at 844-FAN-PHONE with your name, your game, and the spread. Corn Chip texting in. He's talking crap right now. He says, give me Georgia Southern +5.5 on crap state. He says, that's coming in from Corn Chip. Now, Corn Chip is a toothless Georgia Southern alum. And, you know, he's going to tune into the game tonight, and he's going to see what real attendance looks like on a Thursday game. They don't have to bus in folks from the local homeless camp at App State Stadium the way they have to do down at Polson. It's going to be a packed house. I'm not saying it's going to help us because App State is pretty crappy this year. We don't know exactly what kind of team we have. I don't even know who started quarterback tonight. So this is going to be an adventure for all of us.
But y'all fit in, right? Y'all fit in well in the Carolinas this year.
Nobody's any good. It's all PC. It's all the blue hose, baby.
You know, I guess it is. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and he's a Clemson fan, and I think we came to the conclusion, Diesel, that for the first time in a very long time, everybody around here is kind of ready for football season to be over with.
Well, we had to stop doing the Carolina's top 10 because race to seventh place.
And we normally play highlights from the week before of Clemson and South Carolina, but there are no highlights. It's bad. I mean, there's no defensive player of the game. There's no offensive player of the game. There's no player of the game.
It's sad when Duke is probably the best team in the Carolinas.
And to be quite frank, when is the last time this has been this bad for in-state football? I mean,
there was a time about three years ago when it was a legitimately hard question to pick who was number one because there was so much good football.
I know.
At the time, South Carolina was good. Clemson was good. App State was good. NC State. But, you know, East Carolina was lighting it up early in the season.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina was really good when Jamie Chadwell was still around. So
a ton of good teams.
It's very different. We're living in very different times. Jay Tez gets his in. He's taking Missouri +6.5 over Texas A&M.
It's going to change, though, right? right? Like, Please tell me yes, it's going to change.
Only when Congress steps in and does something about all of this insanity.
I mean, I can't take this much longer, but I will say this. I was very pleased, even though our teams are bad. Yesterday, you and I were at Ingles, and I was very pleased with the amount of upset pick submissions we had. Mm-hmm. It was better than last week. We took a little dip, but guess what? Yesterday was good. Now, let's follow it up 2 days in a row and make it really, really good. Tolos, as Diesel said, we need your upset pick. If you're listening right now, that means we're talking to you. Yeah, you. Yes, you.
You.
We need your upset pick.
Who,
at 844-FAN-PHONE. Send it in, your name, game, and the spread. If you've never played or tried the challenge before, we would love to have you jump right in, get your feet wet for next year. And by the way, I try not to think about this. Kind of makes me sad. Where's Harold? Harold said that he was going to win the challenge this year.
Yeah.
And I'm
shocked that as big of an audience as we have, and we know it numbers in the millions, that none of them knows Harold personally and can be like, oh, Harold. Yeah, Harold. And where did he used to call us from? Like Greer, right?
I think it was somewhere in Greenville.
Harold in Greenville.
Yeah, I think so.
Does anybody know a smart, probably handsome older fella named Harold in Greenville who loves sports?
I'm going to walk over across the hall one day and just randomly walk in on Charlie James and ask him if he can do a wellness check for Harold.
Yeah.
Because Harold told us one time that he was listening to political radio, but he switched over to sports. Mm. And we just need and you walk down to the rock station, and we'll go on every station that we have in the building and just start asking for Harold.
I mean, it's like calling for a lost dog.
I know.
Harold!
I know, that's what I'm saying. Is he on this station? Woo. Is he on this station? Yeah. I don't know where it. All kidding aside, it makes me sad. It does make me sad because we don't know where he is. He told you and I last year that he was going to win the dadgum thing, and he actually got in late last year and did really good in the upset picks challenge. So that just goes to show, Tolos, if you get in late, there's still a lot of football to be played, and you can pass Diesel and I. We're not any good at this.
That's not hard to do. I've got 2.5 points, Cole. You are not far ahead of me. You have. Where are you on this list? I just saw you. I just had your name.
Look all the way to the right. Look to the right. Look to the right.
I'm trying to find it. I can't put my eyeballs on
Cole's
name.
Far right. Really far right.
Well, we'll find it. We'll find it in the break.
Am I off?
No, you're not. You're not off the list. So really what we're trying to put out there, number one, I want 10 new Tolos this week. 10 new players. If you've never been in this challenge, you listen to the station, we want you to participate. And the fact is that there's still, like you said, a lot of football left to be played. We have the remaining weeks of the regular season, and then we have conference championship week, and then we have pre-Christmas bowls and post-Christmas bowls, and we have the first round of the college football playoff.
A lot of football.
So there's a lot of picks left to be made. And, Cole, just looking at the median, meaning the number in the middle, not the average, but the median score, is somewhere around 18 points. So somebody could get into this challenge now, hit on two or three picks worth 6-7 points, and be right there in the middle of the pack, like that.
Yeah. So it's some good games this week too.
It's gonna be hard to get up into the top 25 because we got a lot of Tolos scoring a lot of points.
And you know what? I failed to get to this yesterday. I had this new strategy that I want to present and bring to the table, and I meant to bring this up yesterday on the show, but I forgot. Here's my new strategy, and I want to see Diesel if we can adopt this, and how many Tolos out there are willing to join me in adopting this strategy going forward, even starting right now, going into next year. Here's my new strategy. Here's what I've been thinking about lately with the Upset Picks Challenge. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to lose, right? Losing's not fun. True. Everybody likes to win. Okay, well, here's the strategy here. Diesel, winning the Upset Picks Challenge outright is difficult. It is. It requires luck. It requires you having a lot of luck, not taking anything away from our leaders. But my new strategy is, Diesel, what happens? We're human. When we lose, we quit doing things. And a lot of Tolos have quit the Upset Picks Challenge because they're losing. They don't like losing. They think, oh, I can't. Here's my new strategy, and I'm going to try this. maybe the goal is not winning. Maybe the goal is morale. Maybe the goal is just hitting on your pick and knowing that, like, the reality is, Diesel, you're probably not going to win the upset picks challenge. But guess what? If your goal is just to win every week, what are you going to do? You're going to take small spreads. You're going to take games with 2-3 points. And if you do that consistently, you're probably going to hit a lot of those spreads. And then your morale from winning, you might only have 15 points, but Tom in Somerville was in that camp.
Well, I try to tell everybody, the goal should not be winning the whole thing. I mean, it's great. If you're lucky, if you're on a streak and you win, awesome. The goal should be to finish inside the top 25.
Yeah.
It's just like college football. The goal is to finish inside the top 25. It doesn't help you at all. Set you up at all for next year. Yeah. Well, last year I was really good, so it's okay that I'm terrible this year.
Oh, I thought
just try to get inside the top 25, and right now that would be 29 points. Right now, having 29 points would put you inside the top 25, and that means there's a bunch of guys in there: Kane, MD75, Scotty Mack, Tiger Powell, Rachel, and a ton more that have a chance to jump into that top 25. That's where the meat of this thing is.
You know what this theory and strategy is called, don't you? You know what the title is?
Swinging, keep swinging?
No. It's the ACC.
Oh, God.
All you're doing, here's the deal. Next week I'm starting this. You're going for these small spreads.
You tell yourself that, but then you get to week 10. And you say, I need that 25-point spread to hit.
Listen, bear with me. You're going for 1-point spreads, 2-point spreads, 3-point spreads, 4-point spreads, maybe a 5-point spread, but not normally. So here's why. You stay in that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And if you do, like I said, just based on probability alone, you're going to hit. Then you're going to be cocky. You're going to be trash talking. Tom did it. Tom's a perfect example in Somerville. He did this to start the year. He hit like 3 or 4 in a row, but he didn't have many points at all. But the point being, everybody likes to win. And if you're continuing to win, you feel like you're good at the challenge. And then you're staying in the challenge. So
interesting.
Let's do this. Let's make it the ACC where you win. You don't get any credit for it, Diesel, because you're not doing anything impressive. You're just getting these 1, 2, 3. That it's the ACC upset pick strategy.
That's like saying, isn't it great that I scored with 3 4s instead of 1 10?
Numbers.
Numbers.
I'm just saying, I really think there's some truth to this strategy here. And I went 10.5 this week. I went with BYU.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't like – I've told you this a million times. I hate the feeling of losing. I hate it. So I'm just going to change my focus and strategy from
little wins.
Right. Stack them. And if I only finish with 19 points, so be it. I only finish with 19 points. But I love the win. I love the feeling of winning. I hate the feeling of losing. So I'm joining the ACC.
Now you're starting to sound like these coaches who say, we don't need to win football games. We just need to stack good days on top of one another.
There you go. There you go.
Interesting. Cole, meant to get to this. I don't know if we'll have enough time to really break down in this thing. There's a situation going on in the state of Iowa, Cole, that all centers around all of these gambling scandals that we've seen pop up over the past couple of months. A lawsuit was raised by student athletes in the state of Iowa, not just at the University of Iowa, but around the state, alleging that data obtained by state investigators into their gambling activity, that lawsuit was thrown out. So they didn't like the fact that state investigators were able to go on their phones and get data about their gambling activities. So they sued, and they lost. So this raises a really interesting question. As the NCAA is playing with the idea, and they kind of backed off of that after Greg Sankey said, hey guys, we really shouldn't let this happen. But they are going down the pathway of letting college athletes gamble on professional sports. And you know what that is. That is a slippery slope that takes you to a place where somebody says, well, I'm okay with gambling. Now I'm okay with using my inside knowledge to gamble to give myself a better chance to win. The question is, should a watchdog group, whoever that is, if it's the NCAA, if it's some other national committee, don't know, should they be allowed to watch student athletes' phones for gambling activity, right? To be able to monitor them directly.
Should who be able to watch them?
The NCAA.
Oh.
Whoever's bringing these infractions. Well, and it's always the NCAA says that some kids at University of New Hampshire were gambling on were shaving points on their basketball team and involved in this kind of thing. So how much should a governing body be able to surveil the student athletes that they are trying to keep from gambling on college sports?
I wonder, because of personnel, would the NCAA have the personnel, the bandwidth to do that, or would it instead look like, Diesel, every single college campus having a compliance officer where their job is to do that and then report those numbers to the NCAA? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does the NCAA have the capacity to monitor? Do I think it should be done? Hey, guess what? Here's the reality of it. You and I get paid to show up every day to work, and we get paid to do our job. And when our boss tells us not to do something, 99% of the time, we try to go by those guidelines most of the time. When they're getting paid, I know all of them are not getting paid, but some of them are. When you are there getting a scholarship or getting paid to play a sport, and if I'm paying to come watch your sport, you should probably be doing what you're asked to do. And if that means somebody watching your phone for gambling, I'm not opposed to it.
Maybe that's a condition of your NIL, contract to receive NIL money, is that I give you limited access to the known gambling websites on my phone to allow you to monitor for betting activity. Now, you just say, oh, they just get a burner phone, and they just do this on another phone
that's not
monitored by the university.
That's what
so
I do.
Simply, here's how this happened. 35 current former college athletes at Iowa, Iowa State, and Ellsworth Community College filed a lawsuit last year in April. They allege that state criminal investigators from the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation used geolocation software through a company called GeoComply to track their phone and app-based sports wagering activity inside athletic facilities without a warrant. So they said that the cops were monitoring their phones without permission. Now, some of them got tapped for gambling, and somehow one or two of them got tapped for identity theft allegations as well. And they weren't really looking for that, but that's what they found. And then some of these players lost NCAA eligibility as a result. But here's the thing. They were doing something illegal that they're not allowed to do, which is gambling on sports. They got caught doing it, and then they sued saying, hey, but you weren't supposed to be monitoring our phones anyway. Like, you were doing the crime.
Yeah.
That's like you're in the security business. That's like a thief saying, well, hey, I didn't give you permission to record me on a security camera as I was breaking into that warehouse
that's
to steal stuff.
That's true. That is a good, yeah.
I don't care that you're upset that you got filmed. You were breaking into a warehouse stealing stuff.
That's right. You don't have the authority to have film on. You don't have the authority to film me. You don't have the authority to have me on. You know, you do that. You walk into public or somebody's filming. They say, hey, you can't film me. You're right. That's a good
that's
illustration.
Not the law, though.
I do think it's spiraling. Maybe it's already spiraled out of control, and we've talked about it. It's a huge, huge issue. Mm-hmm. At this point, the way I look at it is there's no putting it back in the bottle. There's no putting it back in the wrapper. So, like, what kind of guidelines can we have in place that ensure that it's done properly and that there's no violations to be had? Because gambling's not going away. You're never – you know those mattresses you open that, like – explode. Yeah. That's never going back in that box. Like we're never ever going back.
So here's what I find most interesting out of this. This is the ruling from the judge, U.S. District Judge Rebecca. This is great. Rebecca Goodgame Ebinger. She ruled that the DCI, the Iowa cops, were entitled to qualified immunity because at the time there was no law clearly establishing whether or not geolocation tracking violated any constitutional protections. Number two, the ruling also found that the state had immunity to issue subpoenas for the data. So now, to me, at least in Iowa, but I think this should apply to all 50 states, the states should have immunity or the athletic departments within should have immunity to monitor student athletes' phones for illegal gambling activity.
Yeah, I think they should. Like, I can't – I'm sitting in my head trying to come up with an opinion on why they shouldn't. I think they should. I know that a lot of people, you know, want their privacy, whatever. But, like, if you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, like we've all been down a road where we're like, oh, man, are you sorry or are you sorry that you got caught?
To me,
right?
Privacy doesn't matter if you are breaking the
that's
law.
Right, that's right.
If you are committing the crime that they are trying to catch you committing and you got caught doing it, who gives a rip about your privacy?
That's true. Diesel, we're going around the NFL in the next segment. I've got two topics to get to. Tolos want to hear what your NFL topic should be. What should we be talking about in the NFL after we get to these two NFL topics going around the National Football League? One funny, one really, really sad. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.